and sisters, do you know what the prefix proto means? P-R-O-T-O. Proto. 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 Or seen. Could be. But literally, it means the very first. Proto. So, the proto-gospel, is the gospel of Genesis. The gospel of Genesis. Father, what are you talking about? The first book of the Bible. As soon as our first parents sinned, remember, God already promised to send a Redeemer. And remember, told the devil and a woman, you'll crush your head. And remember how she and the good translation from the original Hebrew is not he, but she will crush your head. In teaching Genesis, I told my students, that is she, in other words, Our Lady, conceiving and giving birth to our Redeemer. The first gospel was the book of Genesis. Proto, the very first. Remember, number five was gratitude. Gratitude for God's mercy. And sisters, how grateful we should all be. Number six, generosity. It is not for nothing that Christ recalled on one occasion when he spoke to the sinful woman, those who have been forgiven less, love less. That's the revealed truth. Those who have been forgiven less, comma, love less. The sinful woman had been forgiven much. Consequently, generosity with God for most people, I don't say is determined, but is conditioned. But watch it, conditioned by their awareness of their past sins. The more aware I am of my past sins and God's mercy to me, the more generous I should be. I owe God so much. Why? Because He has loved me, a sinner, so much. All I can do is love Him. Love Him out of gratitude for His mercy. And sisters, don't forget, love is built on gratitude. The foundation of love is gratitude. The basis of love is gratitude. And that is why we should daily thank God that we might grow in the love of God. And we can never love God enough. All I know is He has been generous to me, and I will need all eternity to show my grateful love for His mercy. Is it time? Oh, we have 1 minute. And now, just one sentence. This was for all of us. Part two will be how we should help others. Towards those whom we are directing, counseling, forming, encouraging to become holy, no matter how bad, how sinful their past has been. And that is part two, after we say our prayer. Can you hear me? In nomine Patris et Filii, et Spiritus Sanctus. Amen. Let us just say together, not the Ave Maria, but the Santa Maria. Santa Maria, Mater Dei. Mater misericordiae, nobis patris et filii et spiritus sancti. Amen. That's a special prayer.